Yeah, good afternoon, Mark.
Can you just give our listeners some sort of understanding of just how big the New Zealand marine industry is from, a say, a financial point of view?
Sure. Well, listeners might be surprised to know that this is actually the largest manufacturing sector in New Zealand. If you take packaged meat and packaged primary product out of the manufacturing figures, then you're left with the marine industry actually being the largest manufacturing sector in New Zealand, with about $2 billion in turnover per year.
Okay, and what does the marine industry encompass?
Well, it encompasses everything from building canoes to building ferries, tugboats, surf rescue boats, Coast Guard boats, America's Cup boats, of course, and what everyone knows is a trailer power boat that people have at their beach place or go fishing in their tinny. We build all of those, and in fact, 90% of the sales of boats in New Zealand, the boats are made in New Zealand.
And how strong is the industry?
The industry is going along pretty well. I think the New Zealand economy is pretty steady, and everybody likes their boats, whether it's in the central Otago lakes, Lake Taupo, the rivers, or on the ocean and the cruising grounds. I think people in New Zealand can afford a boat. $5,000 or $6,000 can get you into a little boat and go fishing, or of course you can go up to the super yacht. So it really is a way of lifestyle for a lot of Kiwis.
There is very much a perception out there that the marine industry will somehow fall over if we don't continue in the America's Cup, that if we don't win the America's Cup. How much truth to that?
Look, it is very important, but we can survive without it. I mean, that's the honest answer we have in previous years. But it gives us a real boost in profile internationally. You know, particularly for our exports, we're a long way away from our markets, and so we need a few other things going for us. And the America's Cup gives us that credibility. If somebody's looking to have a boat or a piece of marine equipment built in Italy, Holland, or New Zealand, and they live in Europe, well, the cards are stacked against us. But if we've got the extra quality and the profile that the America's Cup gives us, then that just might make that customer spend a little bit more time and effort in buying their boat or equipment from New Zealand.
Team New Zealand last week came out and made an announcement that part of the protocol for the 2021 America's Cup for the challengers, there will be a greater emphasis on nationalism, country of origin, when it comes to crew and also construction. When you heard about the construction side of it, what did you immediately think, and do you agree with it?
Well, firstly, for Team New Zealand to do that, they must have confidence that they can get a very good quality boat built in New Zealand, and they can get very good quality sailors from New Zealand. So in essence, it really is a tick of credibility to New Zealand sailors and to the New Zealand boat building industry. To the extent of which their protocol will determine, we don't know, and we understand that that'll be announced in September. The most recent America's Cup only needed some components made in the country of origin. The previous America's Cup that was held in San Francisco, it required the hull of the vessels to be made in the country of origin. And during that period of time, we still got a lot of business. There was Core Builders and Warkworth Building, Oracle Team USA, not the hulls, but everything else. There was Luna Rossa being built in New Zealand, and obviously MS Team New Zealand. So it will actually depend on how much of the componentry or the hull or main components that will be required to be built in the home country of the challenger and what can be built in other countries. We understand there are other countries that build pretty good flash products. You know, the Italians are pretty good at building boats. And so we don't have it by ourselves, but it will remain to be seen exactly what level is going to be required to be made in the home country when that protocol is released in September.
Peter, are you confident when the protocol and the rules for the next America's Cup are finally released in September that they won't be maybe as stringent as possibly some people are perceiving it to be based on the announcement earlier this week, and there will in fact be enough room here for the boat building industry to benefit from all syndicates when it comes to this next America's Cup?
Absolutely. And in fact, the building of the boats might not be as big as people think. At some of these syndicates that have $150 million total campaign, you know, maybe only $10 million is actually given to the boat builder to build the boat. They'll have a lot of money invested in engineers and design, but the actual contract given to the boat builder is a relatively small amount of the total cost of the America's Cup. Now, it's not to say that New Zealand enjoys building those Challenger boats, and every $5 or $10 million worth of orders is very, very helpful. But it's not the main benefit from the overall defence of the America's Cup. The main benefit is the profile on New Zealand and having the visitors and their super yachts, having the original hull inflatables built in New Zealand and all the support boats and the ongoing work that that profile would provide for the industry. Another point to consider is that if you're in Team New Zealand shoes, I'm sure they're considering that they don't want to make it too easy for the Challengers to win the next America's Cup. They want to make it easy enough so we get enough Challengers wishing to compete for it, but we don't want to give it away in 4 years' time. And certainly the New Zealand marine industry would dearly like Emirates Team New Zealand to successfully defend the next America's Cup so we can have a continuity of this business staying in New Zealand.
In previous campaigns, $30-odd million on a couple of occasions given to Team New Zealand, part of the rationale from the government was that if we win this America's Cup, that we would see economic benefit, we would see a return on that investment, probably tenfold. There is probably a little bit of a concern out there now that that might not necessarily happen because of this nationality rule. And I can understand people's concerns here. Do you believe Team New Zealand have a responsibility to ensure that there is a return on that historical investment and that no barriers should be put up for the boating industry here and that we should be able to maximise and leverage our boat building industry when it comes to this America's Cup?
Yeah, well, I think that's a fair comment, and we hope there's a balance in regards to their decision in September. I mean, the other flip side of it is they might decide on a boat that is substantially a lot more boat than held in the most recent Cups. I mean, these flying machines foiling, you go around the whole course, well, that actually, the boat, the hull, touching the water. So another option is a larger boat that costs a lot more, means a lot more boat building activity, and that could be a balance from having all the syndicates being able to have their boats built in New Zealand. So we really have to wait until September to see what their final decision is. But I will say that, you know, the awesome event that Team New Zealand won in Bermuda and brought to this country, it will provide a huge benefit to New Zealand marine industry. And not only the marine industry, because the composites industry in New Zealand, off the back of America's Cup, is building a lot of other things. It's building specialist fans for the horticulture industry so they don't get frosts on their crops. We're building racing bikes, wheelchairs, and other components of other equipment from the technology that New Zealand's learnt from building boats for the America's Cup.
Was there an expectation from the New Zealand marine industry that Team New Zealand would sit down and consult you in and around some of the protocol for the next America's Cup?
No, not necessarily, because going back 6 months ago, Emirates Team New Zealand made it clear that they were not going to collude with the other challenging syndicates and agree to a format which would have meant an America's Cup being held every 2 years and almost a class boat, so you'd have it on the circuit on an ongoing basis. So we knew well in advance that Emirates Team New Zealand were not buying into that. And they won the cup, and they're going to use their rules going ahead. So it's not a surprise, and I think we will be happy to take out the benefit from what we can. Obviously, building Emirates Team New Zealand's boat, and I'm sure that there'll be a lot of other business for New Zealand boat builders in building componentry, sales, and equipment for the other syndicates as well. So we look forward to September and to get that final announcement. But I'd be surprised if New Zealand manufacturers cannot add some of their added value to other challenging syndicates.
So, Peter, can I take from our conversation that we need to probably wait until September, wait for the complete set of rules to come out and gain a clearer understanding and definition of what construction in country of origin means and just how broad or how tight that is before we sort of pass judgment, before we start to panic, And whatever the situation is, you still believe a level of common sense will prevail and that our boat building industry will still continue to thrive and benefit from hosting this America's Cup.
It will have an impact for some companies. There were 30 different boat building companies that were building Emirates Team New Zealand and Oracle and SoftBank Japan in the most recent Cup. So I'm sure those companies will be looking forward to seeing what componentry they can build in the next America's Cup. But in the overall scheme of things, we've got 1,000 companies in New Zealand in the marine industry, and we'll take whatever decision comes our way, and we'll certainly make the most of it.